Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral. And ho, look who we got here. Trevor Dorsey is in here from the City Council and a host of other things, but we're going to talk City Council today. How you doing there, young man?
Good. Christmas. Good to be here.
Good to be anywhere. Well, you've been very, very busy. Last night we had a lot taken care of with the City Council meeting last night. We had a little land business going on. Can you tell us a little bit about what took place there?
Well, on the City Council side, we've got some property out at the Industrial Park, and we hope to see some expansion there. The city staff and city council have been working very hard to recruit business to Bartlesville, and we have some existing businesses out there at the Industrial Park that are doing very well, that are providing jobs. I know ABB has had an incredible year. They moved a lot of folks in here from West Virginia, I believe, and so we're very excited about their continued growth and expansion in our market, and that's been just incredible business for our community, and they've been such a good partner. Not only to the city, but to everybody in the community. And they jump in and help and support. And so we're hoping to recruit some other businesses that will be just as good.
Well, I get the feeling that we might. And I know that Mr. Wood was hesitant to mention any names, but he said that a company or maybe more had expressed interest. Can't dip our hand yet, can we?
Not really, but there is a company that there has been some discussion with, and there could be a potential of creation somewhere between 160 to 200 jobs, and that's big for the community, and this company I think would be again another great community partner. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping for that. I know there's been some other companies that there's been discussions with. And so, not only do we want to help those companies that are in our community that are already doing well and thriving and helping them continue to succeed and grow, but we've also got to generate and create new opportunities for our citizens.
Well, right there, that's another welcome sign to Bartlesville. If this comes to fruition, I have every confidence that it will, but somewhere between 100 and 200 jobs. These are jobs that could help support a household, a family, and another reason not only to stay in Bartlesville but to come to Bartlesville. We've been hanging out that welcome sign pretty right and regular here lately, and it's been paying off.
Well, we want people to move to the community and live in the community. I know there's a lot of folks that that may live outside of Bartlesville that work here. That happens in any community. But we want them to not only live and or work and play here, we want them to live here too and experience all that we have to offer. And I think Bartlesville is a wonderful community. And I think, you're new to the community. You see that. I haven't lived here but 5 or 6 years, and our family loves it. It's kind of hard to describe to people that haven't been here and have never been to Bartlesville.
First, they don't believe you.
Yeah.
Then when they get here, and they said, "Well, why are you keeping it a secret?"
Yeah, yeah. So, and I don't think we're trying to keep it a secret. We're trying to get it out there.
Yeah.
And I think David and Jared, those guys are doing a tremendous job. I'm grateful to have those guys working for us each and every day, going out there and making those connections I do believe that in the next year or two, we'll have some new growth and progress in the community that everybody can get behind and be excited about.
Very good. Now, we got some other good news to tack on here today. You brought just about a list of good things that are happening.
Yeah, if you haven't been over to Tri-County Tech, the police have a new substation over there. The ribbon cutting was last Thursday, I believe, the 12th. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be a great partnership between Tri-County Tech and the city. I know the police kind of needed something on that side of town where they can stop in and fill out reports and maybe even just hang out and be close over there so when calls happen, they can respond to them quicker. I know it's not a huge space to get from downtown to the far east side of Bartlesville, but it's going to help them be more responsive to calls because they're already over there. And I think that, again, is just going to be a wonderful partnership between Tri-County Tech and our community and a good for our officers because, again, they've got a place that they can stop in and fill out paperwork and not have to come all the way across and downtown. And if you haven't been out there, it's a very neat deal. I encourage you to stop by and see it and visit with officers, and looking forward to that for sure.
And it, you know, room to grow too. I was talking with several of the folks at Tri-County TAC, Matthew Zonger, one of them, very happy to have police presence, very prominent right there on campus. Said not only does it make everybody at Tri-County TAC feel safe, but it makes the whole neighborhood feel a lot safer, a little bit more secure. And I tell you what, in a world that's filled with a little bit of insecurity, and a nice little layer of safety makes you sleep a little bit better at night
too. Oh, it does. It does. Like I said, the having that force presence over there, they can respond to calls quicker. It's nice knowing that you're not going to be waiting very long for somebody to be there if it is an emergency, or and you know, if there's a report or something that you need to meet with them on, they're going to be able to meet you pretty quick, and you're not going to be waiting around on them. So it's a great partnership, and I know that Police Chief Rolls is excited about it, and that's something they've been working on, and so it's going to be really good. And another piece of really good news is sales tax revenues were up nearly 5% for the month of November from the previous year, which is pretty good. Normally December is the big month because of Christmas shopping. So either everybody's getting their shopping done earlier in November, or and hopefully we see the same thing in December. We see, you know,
I think you will.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the economy's doing a little bit better. And when that happens, I mean, you can maybe go shopping twice, yeah, or three times or four times, and it could parlay across a couple of months.
And so we usually see in December, yeah, that number creep up. So I think this year, December will be really good. For the year, I think it's up 2.57%, I believe, for the year on sales tax revenue. So that's good. You know, we can put those monies to work, helping make sure we maintain the roads and the sewer systems and give all the essential services that the community wants, needs, and deserves. And so it ain't
magic. It comes through sales tax.
it's been a good year. One of the other things we talked about on the on the city council is a lease with Paramount. You know, the Killers of the Flower Moon, that's starting to kick off. So might be possible that you see a famous face or two here in the next little bit. I think they're going to start filming that movie maybe in March of 2020. So looks like things will start picking up on that. And that's always good. That should be a good shot in the arm for our community next year with that filming going on. And it's always really good to see new movies come out that have places in Oklahoma that you know. You're watching a movie and I know where that's at. I know where that's at. So it'll be exciting to see that movie. I know there's been over the years, I can't remember the last movie that was filmed around here, maybe in August in Osage County, mm-hmm. but it's always nice. I think that will help bring in some revenue, and you got all these extra people staying and living and spending money in our community. That's good.
Oh, yeah. We were, I guess, talking to our friends at Visit Bartlesville, and they said, hey, you know, if you got houses that you'd like to rent, 2-3-bedroom, couple baths, larger if you got them, we've got people moving in temporarily to work on the movies. Well, you know what? They're going to pay for gasoline. They're going to put some money down on food and recreation and everything else. So, you know, hey, come on in. You know, we'll treat you right. We always do.
Oh, yeah.
And in with a big budget movie like this, I just guess they're probably going to bring in a little bit more than they would for an average film.
I would think so. And I know, you know, our Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell is really pushing to to try to get more of these type projects going in Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma has so much history, and I think there's so many places you could film. seems like I read something they were filming a movie in around the Stillwater area here recently. Yes. So, you know, those kind of deals help. They generate revenues for not only those communities but the state of Oklahoma, and it brings interest in the state of Oklahoma. I think a lot of people who've never been, you know, to the Midwest, in particular Oklahoma, mm-hmm. don't really know what all is here and all the history and tradition and things there is to see. There's so much that from a tourism perspective in Oklahoma that I think people don't know about. And I know Mr. Pinnell is doing a tremendous job in trying to market that and put us on the map there.
Indeed. I have a little problem with Mr. Ivan Reitman Jr. because he did a follow-up to the Ghostbusters. Not the one with the ladies or anything, but the original Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 2. And this is supposed to be the final sequel. It was supposed to be in Oklahoma. The story says it's in Oklahoma, but he flew his people to Canada to do it. I got to get that boy a map.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to come here. We'll make you the best deal possible.
Oh,
Oklahoma,
yeah.
Oklahoma is the place you ought to be. So, indeed is. So
we want to get him here. And then, of course, you know, with the holidays coming up, some of the city offices will be closed. Most of the city offices will be closed December 24th and 25th. For the Christmas holiday, and then on January 1st for New Year's holiday. Sanitation crews will be working Tuesday, the 24th, and December the 31st. So the Tuesday routes will be collected those days as normal schedule. Wednesday, commercial routes will be serviced the next day. On Thursday, the 26th, and on Thursday, the 2nd, recycling center will be open on Tuesday, the 24th, and closed on Wednesday, December 25th. Center will be open on the 31st and then closed on Wednesday, January 1st. Of course, police and fire services will continue with no interruptions, and offices will open as normally scheduled on the 26th and the 2nd. So no interruptions there, just kind of changing around a little bit maybe on your trash pickup. But, you know, we want to certainly thank all of our police and our fire staff, because those guys, they're on duty while some of us get to spend time with our families. So thank them when you see them, because that's not just Christmas and New Year's. That's all the holidays that a lot of normal citizens get. So,
you know, we about had something weather-wise yesterday, and not going through anything particular in the realm of winter weather here in Oklahoma yet. Yesterday was, of course, the closest, but you know, I understand everybody was ready to go. They were ready to head out and get something done, but nothing happened. But it's always nice to know that Keith Henry and the folks there are always ready and prepared to, you know, take what comes our way.
Flirted with us a little bit, I think.
Oh, boy. Toad with my Susie's emotions. She wanted to see standing snow, and I said, no. If it lands on the roof, that's good. Keep it off the streets.
Yeah, my boys wanted to see snow. You know, they, this time of year, they always want to see snow because they think it's supposed to snow every Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, a little bit of that snow's all right, as long as the ice stays away. But we were kind of getting more of the flirtation with the ice, I think, yesterday.
Yes, we were early in the morning, so it's nice to know that we're all set up and ready to roll. We got any more great news we want to pass along?
I think that covers kind of everything that we discussed last night. I know everybody from the city would like to say Merry Christmas to all the citizens and wish you a great holidays and safe travels.
All right. And to you and to everyone else down at City Hall as well. Thank you very much for all you do. Appreciate it. Trevor, we'll try to get a hold of you sometime next week and talk a little banking biz if we can, because I understand you got a big opening coming up here pretty soon.
Yes, sir, we do. We're excited about it.
All right, we'll talk then. And you're listening to our very special edition of Community Connection today, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home here on K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.